From feature story news in Washington and our bureaus around the world, this is FSN Reports. I'm Kevin McAleese. On today's programme, as the world mourns the death of Nelson Mandela, we have a special report looking at the former South African president's relationship with the United States, from the earliest contacts with US officials.
One of the things I remember about that meeting is that he still was clinging to the idea of nationalizing the economy.
To his criticism of the war in Iraq.
True democracy cannot be imposed. Not transplanted.
We talked to lawmakers, activists and celebrities who worked with him and witnessed history.
You know, I asked him why he wanted to meet me and why would he want to meet such a controversial person. He said, just because I know you'll spread the word.
That's coming up on this special edition of FSN Reports after our summary of the day's headlines. From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Kevin McAleese. US Secretary of State John Kerry has returned to the Middle East to boost troubled peace negotiations, with options for a deal for both sides to consider. The plan covers core issues in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, including the final borders for two states, claims to Jerusalem, and the fate of Palestinian refugees. Nina Maria Potts has more.
Details on the US brokered peace plan are sketchy because the negotiation process is meant to be confidential. But reports say US Secretary of State John Kerry is back in the Middle East to try and lend momentum to the peace talks. State Department sources have been briefing that the US does not intend to impose a peace deal, but that John Kerry will offer proposals that will help bridge the gap between the two sides. The US brokered negotiations began in late July and were set to run 9 months, but have run into trouble in recent weeks because of Palestinian violence and Israeli efforts to shore up its presence in the West Bank. Nina Maria Potts, Washington.
Officials and vendors say the January 1st opening of recreational marijuana shops in Colorado went smoothly. On New Year's Day, Colorado became the first US state to open pot shops where anyone over 21 can purchase the drug. Denver correspondent Mary McCarthy reports.
Denver's so-called marijuana czar, Ashley Kilroy, said there were no disturbances or major complaints on the first day of sales at retail marijuana shops in Colorado. Tony Fox runs 3D Discreet Dispensary. She was encouraging responsible use.
Denver has created a small postcard handout, and then we also have an industry-created pamphlet about marijuana in Colorado, the do's and don'ts, what's legal, what's not.
The majority of customers at 3D and many dispensaries in Denver were hot tourists who traveled to Colorado from other states. In Denver, I'm Mary McCarthy.
The New York Times has published an editorial calling for the Obama administration to broker a plea bargain deal with whistleblower Edward Snowden. The paper argues that Snowden, who leaked thousands of classified documents about America's National Security Agency, has done his country a great service. From New York, Nick Harper has the story.
The New York Times editorial says Edward Snowden faces the prospect of spending the rest of his life looking over his shoulder. He remains in exile in Russia, facing US charges of espionage and theft. It's after he disclosed thousands of secret documents about America's National Security Agency's surveillance programs. The New York Times admits that Snowden did commit a crime, but argues there was enormous value to the information he revealed, and therefore deserves better than a life of what it calls fear and flight. It calls for the US government to offer him a plea bargain that would allow him to return home and face at least a substantially reduced sentence. Nick Harper, New York.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Five people have been killed and dozens injured after a car bomb detonated in Beirut, Lebanon. The attack, the latest in a series to hit the city, has been linked to the ongoing war in neighbouring Syria, in particular the role of Hezbollah in the conflict. The latest bomb blast comes as Saudi Arabia agreed $3 billion of military aid to Lebanon. Christian Science Monitor's Beirut correspondent Nicholas Blanford says the deal has received a mixed reaction.
So the idea is that if the Saudis are willing to pay $3 billion to upgrade the Lebanese army's capabilities, there won't be such a need for Hezbollah to maintain its formidable arsenal. And for that exact reason, Hezbollah and his political allies here have eyed this donation by the Saudis with a certain amount of suspicion. There's been a guarded welcome for it in principle, but a lot of people are wondering what kind of political springs are going to come with this deal.
And finally, after 4 years in a federal prison in Texas, 74-year-old activist and lawyer Lynn Stewart was granted compassionate release on New Year's Eve. The Federal Bureau of Prisons said her age and her advanced terminal cancer made her unlikely to pose any threat to her community. Alice Olstein has more.
She was convicted of material support for terrorism after representing convicted terrorist Omar Abdelrahman and passing a message from him in prison to his supporters in Egypt. That message was asking them to support a ceasefire. Speaking to FSN from outside Stewart's probation meeting, her husband, Ralph Pointer, said now that her jail sentence has been lifted, she can better battle what he calls the death sentence of stage 4 breast cancer.
We don't ever want to say die, because there's a very strong possibility that she will die within 8 months to a year.
Pointer brought her back to New York City, where she will undergo medical treatment and live with her family in Brooklyn. Alice Olstein, Washington.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Kevin McAleese reporting. From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Kevin McAleese. Welcome to FSN Reports. Today, we bring you another opportunity to hear a special FSN documentary about Nelson Mandela and his relationship with the United States. As you'll hear, it wasn't always plain sailing. Before the South African statesman's death, we talked with former secretaries of state, lawmakers, activists, and celebrities about their experiences working with one of the great